How's it going, everybody? I am going to be talking Phase 4 Marvel today, and I don't have everything in front of me, but we just got Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, Doctor Strange 2, and let's go. Enjoy the ad. Okay, so Phase 4. We have the movies, and we have Marvel TV stuff, which is Disney Plus, the Disney Plus things. Now, if Phase 1 ended in the Avengers, and then Phase 2 ended in, what the hell did Phase 2 end in? Was it Civil War that Phase 2 ended in, or are we in Phase 4 or Phase 3? What was considered the phases? Phase 2 was post, either way, I think Phase 3 was from Civil War all the way up to, Endgame, and then Phase 4 is, we have the hang-ons, or the guys that continued on, like the Hawkeyes, the Thors, the, because don't forget, Hawkeye started in Thor, so, we got Ant-Man, we got this, we got that, but Ant-Man was definitely Phase 2 or 3, so, because I think Ant-Man set, like, led into, Civil War, Avengers, Captain America 3, or Avengers 2.5, or either way. So, I just want to say out loud, I was pretty positive on Doctor Strange, even though it had a couple issues. It felt like there was an extra long third act. I've been doing an aggregate in my head of all the people I'm listening to. Everyone's basically saying the same thing. It could have been better, but everyone's approaching it for different reasons. And there's certain, like, a lot of people are against the Wanda as the villain story. Because, like, after WandaVision, it was set up, but it was, like iffy, and it was, I don't want this to be entirely about the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, but I've listened to several hours on it from Mahler and the EFAP guys, and those guys are the guys you want to go out of your way to impress from a storytelling logistical perspective. Those guys are hardcore film people, in that I don't listen to them a lot, because, like, I know that their standards are just fucking high. I know they have, like, those are like master film dissectors, and I took a logic and argument class in college, and it feels like they apply that stuff, like logic and argument, to film and stories. And why did he do this? Why did he not do that? Like, can he do this? And but then they also go off on tangents for a fucking hour. So, like, a 10-minute video could be a 4-hour stream. So, but like I said, they're not wrong. Then you get Red Letter Media guys. They did something on it because they are they're Sam Raimi fans. They're horror movie guys, and it was interesting to hear their perspective, because I think it was Mike. Like, Mike is not a superheroes guy, but like when he said he watched the two Spider-Man movies, No Way Home and Far From Home. after seeing that one, and then watched Doctor Strange 2, like, they said that those were better movies, which I'm gonna agree with. Like, No Way Home was just, like, a spectacular Spider-Man story, and then Far From Home, like, it feels boring, like, by the numbers, until it's not, and then it gets really good, and, the things that I think Phase 4 has dealt with are challenging in that Marvel, we kind of gave them the credit of, all right, you're going to take a raccoon in space with a gun and you're going to make us love him. Cool. We believe that you'll do that. I think we gave Marvel the credit, and then you have to realize that Bradley Cooper is the voice. James Gunn is the director. The cast that that he had, I don't know how much control on, but the cast and script and the directing of Guardians, especially when you consider that Guardians, from what I've heard, like, he supervised the script when they were in Infinity War, so that it still had, like, that kind of a feel with them. Then you have Taika Waititi, who might be, like, the best director Marvel's working with right now, because his take on Thor was just exceptional. And then, because there have been directors Marvel has kind of screwed over, and creative teams, that the guy, Thor Dark World, good thing the writers managed to stay on and write the other movies to make that movie more important, because that's another thing too. Like, if there's one lesson that I hope people learn from the new Star Wars movies, it's that you should not have Director A, Director B, Director C, and then, like, if they were all written by the same guy, I feel like they would have made better choices. But because Rian Johnson, he made an anti-Star Wars movie in the middle that just completely, like, tossed everything the fuck out the window, from the first one, which, by the way, which is a soft reboot, which was, like, if you told me there was a, like, like, it wasn't writers, it was just, like, a corporate, executive, like, all right, here's Star Wars, what do we love about Star Wars? This. Okay, we'll put this in there. Well, we have lightsabers. Like, we're not gonna do anything bold, we're not gonna do anything, we're not gonna have the first Black Jedi, that's not Mace Windu. Like, we're gonna have, like, the John Boyega be the hero of the story, but, oh, we really love Oscar Isaac, and then, like, so we're gonna bring him back in the third act, instead of killing him off, and we're gonna have Max von Sydow be, like, the token old guy that is only in there for 5 minutes. He had nothing to really do. We're not going to have Luke in the first one. Oh, by the way, Harrison Ford got injured, so we're going to kill Han because Harrison's not interested in doing the movie anymore. Which, then the third one, it's like, yeah, we're going to fire the original guy, we're going to bring back the first guy, and just, like, wrap it up. Fan service the fuck out of it. So, with Marvel Phase 4, I get what they might be trying to do. However, I am not sure. I know that they are working on a lot of stuff. They are working on Ms. Marvel, which is the Kamala Khan version. They are working on Secret Invasion, which that's what Sam Jackson signed up for. That's what Nick Fury is up to. Which I don't know if he's a prisoner of the Skrulls, or if he's on vacation with the Skrulls, or what. But if I had to guess, what Marvel's plan is, what their through line is, they want to build a singular world, but they don't want to, like, start with a whole bunch of origin stories for the new characters coming in. So, Marvel, I think, if I had to guess, what they want to do is, they want to build up all the possibilities. They want to have, like, Universe A be the 616, which they've been... The number of people that have been trying to get the 616 into the movies, like, it was an Easter egg in Endgame. It was, Mysterio said that the, in the whole con artist thing, that it was a fake. Meanwhile, if they have one of the guys be one of the TWA agents in Mysterio's crew, like, that would be just perfect. Because, then, like, that would be a great reveal, which they have plenty of time to fix. Because they've tackled the multiverse from two dimensions. They've tackled it from time, which is Loki, and they've tackled it from space, which is the No Way Home, Crack in the Universe, and Doctor Strange. Like, we are just going to venture out into different, but time happens at the same time. Meanwhile, this is going to be a fun discussion to, like, keep straight. So, anyway, Loki, beginning of time, end of time. And, like, there is one sacred timeline. However, turns out there isn't. All those Nexus events are the other Lokis that went off and did things. Alligator Loki, whatever. Like, they all have to follow the same timeline. They all have to follow the same x-axis. Now, when the... I think the number is like 1% or 0.1 or 1.5, whatever it is. Whatever level of divergence there is, that is when time ends up in different spots. That now, the y-axis is what Doctor Strange is doing. Like, all of the Doctor Stranges in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness was played by Benedict Cumberbatch. Those universes, the destroyed universe, which was possibly the one that got incursioned by Illuminati Doctor Strange. You had Defender Strange in the opening scene. Those were all similar enough, close enough on the going plus one, minus one on the y-axis. So they were similar enough that had the same timeline. Which, by the way, there's a thing thrown in here of why some time is okay to be fucked with and why other times is not, is because, like I said, the sacred timeline. When the Avengers go back in time, like, it's supposed to happen. When the Loki steals the Tesseract because something went wrong, on his time, that timeline, it wasn't supposed to happen that way, but, I don't know how they're going to resolve this. I think they're just doing it so that they can have, I have a feeling there's always going to be a Loki in the Marvel Universe. It's not always going to be Tom Hiddleston. One of the criticisms that Kevin Smith had of the movie was that the leaks made you think that Tom Cruise was going to be Invincible Iron Man. Not Invincible, Immortal, the improved version of, when Doc Ock took over Peter Parker in the comics. It became the difference, whatever adjective, Spider-Man. And then they did the same thing with Iron Man, I guess. I'm not sure. So, one of the things that like they thought was going to happen with the reshoots was that Tom Cruise, who was originally like eyed for the role of Iron Man before Robert Downey Jr. took over, was going to be Tony Stark. Damn it, it starts with an I. Is it Invincible? Superior Iron Man. I think it was, because like, it's not an I. Oh, Jesus. It's not the I, it was S. So, the Superior Iron Man was supposed to be Tom Cruise, but here's where I'm getting to. Right now, there's options for the kind of, like, they could do Secret War, or they could do Secret Wars, which was, like, Doctor Doom has all these battle worlds so that they condense the universe into one thing, which I didn't read, but I know that it was a Hickman concept, and Hickman... if there's one criticism I have of Jonathan Hickman's work, which it is epic in scope, meaning the big thing that was led to is actually chapter 4 in a 13 parts thing that he hasn't quite finished yet, which I don't even know if he even finished like what his plans were when he was working at Marvel. I don't know, but he's one of those guys that could just probably pick it up and go back to what he was doing. At any given time. So, in terms of like where Marvel is at in Phase 4, right now they have a lot of islands. We don't know where the story is going. In terms of, like, what's happening with, we get the news. I mean, there's going to be, at some point, like, they've been throwing it around, unless things get canceled, there's going to be a World War Hulk. There's going to be a Secret Invasion. They own the X-Men and Fantastic Four when they bought out Fox. However, we've gotten... they also have Deadpool 2. So Deadpool 3 supposedly is in production. I don't know what the deal is in terms of like where they're putting it. Or in pre-production, I don't know. Ryan Reynolds said he was taking an acting break. Who knows? What have you? Fantastic Four. Reed Richards makes an appearance in Doctor Strange. Fantastic Four just lost its director a couple weeks ago. Like the guy who did Spider-Man was not Mark Webb, but the guy who did the newer one. He did the Far From Home, the Home trilogy. He stepped away, and I could see why Doctor Strange was just like a movie that had so many production issues or pre-production issues that the movie may have been a little bit of a mess, which, by the way, it was a glorious mess, and I'm putting it at top 5 for movies. Like, it's not top 3. Thor Ragnarok is up there, but it has issues for me. It goes Infinity War, and then Winter Soldier, and then That's where it gets hazy. I'm gonna say original Guardians of the Galaxy, just because Like, it actually had characters, it had things going on, it was a good movie. Or at least, I don't know, maybe it wasn't Mahler standards a good movie, but who knows. But let me throw something out there. I think that if I were in charge of Marvel, I would make it so that all of these things that happened in this movie mattered, so that when whatever group event happens next, because I think what's going to happen when they need to do another reset, the way that Infinity War and Endgame were a reset, where like we're going to change the nature of how the MCU works, or who our focus is. Because Young Avengers is going to happen. Like they upgraded Cassie Lang's actress. I've said it before. I don't want to say upgrade, but like they put a more high profile actress in there, which is going to be in Quantumania. They might do the same thing with Patriot. I don't know who the kid was that played the grandson. However, they may not even have him. Who knows? They might do the Kieran Gillen Young Avengers instead of the guy that wrote the OC. God damn it, what was his name? The original writer of Young Avengers 1.0, who was Alan Heinberg. I want to say Alan Heinberg. I forget the guy's first name, but Chung. I think it was Chung? Years ago, this books came out. So, if I had to guess, the empty seat that was in the Illuminati might have been either T'Challa's of that universe or Superior Iron Man. Which, by the way, if Tom Cruise is going to do one Marvel movie, let it be where he leads that universe's X-Men, Sue Storm, whoever the hell they want to get for those roles, Franklin Richards, Valeria Richards, The Thing, Johnny Storm, let that be the War of the Worlds type story that Battle Worlds was, and maybe that will be the reset where, if Wanda survived, which by the way, I think they love Elizabeth Olsen, she's a great fucking actress to have around. If they make her go crazier, which I don't know if they'll do, because the fans weren't thrilled that to have evil Wanda. The thing about her is, if they want to do a House of M ending, where no more mutants, which by the way, there's no mutants right now. They can't do House of M. They would have to have the X-Men first. No more heroes. No more heroes would be the greatest line she could possibly say. I'm going to rewrite all of reality. Fuck all y'all. Let this happen. And you could have the comeback stories, which... all that. A thought just occurred to me. How many islands do we have right now going in the MCU? We have the whole Captain America 4 island, which is Bucky, Sam? Yeah, Sam Wilson. The Kingmaker, who was Agent 13, Peggy Carter's Maria Carter, I think her name was, that island set up in Captain American Winter Soldier. Then we have the Hawkeye Island, which It's not really an island, but you have, like, Black Widow and, Hawkeye, Kate Bishop. You have that island. Then you have, Shang-Chi Island, which is, the Ten Rings, him and his sister. You have the Multiverse of you have Doctor Strange Island. Right now, we have a whole bunch of islands. You have Moon Knight Island. You have, Loki Island, and two of the islands are dealing with, like, the bigger picture of time and space, multiverses, which one approaches it through time, one approaches it through the dimensions. Then you have, what else? I feel like I'm missing one. Then you have Quantumania coming up in a year and a half, which got pushed back to, the middle of 2023, I think, or something, or maybe 2024. So, I'm very curious if the pandemic killed the MCU. Peace.